You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
your compromise
你的妥协,
with sin,
对于罪恶的妥协,
you give up the principle of the truth.
如果你弃绝了真理的一些原则,
not only you get yourself into a big problem,
不但是你把你自己, 让你自己陷入了很大的麻烦,
you will drag many others to follow you.
你会带很多的人进入同样的错误当中。
How dreadful.
这是何等可怕的一件事。
Now let's turn our eyes to Paul.
然后我们再转眼看一看保罗。
What did he do?
保罗做了什么呢?
He opposed.
他反对这件事情。
Withstand.
他坚持一件事。
Against.
他拒绝。 他反对彼得所做的。
To Peter's face.
他当面与。 他当面挑战彼得。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
many people,
我们中间许多人,
many Christians,
很多的基督徒,
when we have disagreement with some other Christians,
当我们向着其他一些弟兄姐妹有不同意的地方,
we were like a chicken,
我们就好像我们变得非常的懦弱。
We always talk at their back.
我们总是在别人的背后说这些事。
Oh, you know so and so did this.
你知道吗？某某人他常常干这个事。
Oh, he's bad.
你知道吗？他有一些问题。
Oh, I don't like him.
你知道吗？我不是很喜欢他的做法。
But very few of us.
但是我们中间非常少的人。
Have the guts.
愿意有这样的胆量。
To speak at people's face.
要当面与他。 指出这个错误。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
remember what says in the Proverbs?
记得箴言里面说过什么吗?
Rebuke at the face.
在当面的指责,
is better than the love behind the scene.
是强过于背后的爱。
Paul not only opposed Peter at his face.
保罗不只是在众人面前针对彼得
but publicly
他是在众人面前
in other words
换一句话说
what Paul had done
彼得保罗所做的
is openly
他是在公共的场合
publicly
在公众的面前
have a big fight with Peter
与 彼得产生了一个很大的争执。
I hope you realize.
我希望你们可以明白。
Paul is not like Donald Trump.
保罗不像我们现在总统Trump。
Paul is someone very gentle.
保罗是一个非常温柔的人。
If you remember in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
如果你记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
第二章第七节
Paul have a mother's heart
保罗有一个像母亲一样的心
Very, very gentle
非常非常的温柔
Not only Paul have a very gentle heart
不单单是保罗有一颗非常温柔的心
Paul have a high respect to Peter
保罗对于彼得其实是非常尊重的
You need to remember
你需要记得
In chapter 1,
在第一章里面,
verse 17,
第十七节,
Paul openly recognized
保罗公开的承认,相信,
Peter not only was an apostle,
彼得不单单是一个使徒,
he was an apostle appointed before him.
是一个在他之前就被任命的案例的使徒。
In other words,
换句话说,
Paul recognized.
保罗知道，承认。
Peter have a senior position than him.
彼得在他面前应该有一个更高的地位，是一位长辈。
However,
然而呢？
Oh, more than that.
哦，另外还有。
In verse 9 of chapter 2,
在第二章的第九节，
Paul recognized,
保罗承认，
Peter was a pillar of the church.
彼得是教会柱石当中的一个。
In verse 7,
在第七节，
he also respect Peter as the apostle for the Jews to spread the gospel.
保罗也承认彼得是那一位向着外邦人传福音的使徒。
But no matter how much he respect Peter,
但是无论他对于彼得有多么的尊重，
And no matter about how gentle he is by his temper,
也不在乎他里面有多么的温柔的心。
But he have to fight with Peter.
他在这个时候必须针对彼得的做法。
Not for personal gain.
不是因为他自己有什么好处。
Not because he have different opinions.
并不是因为他有一个不同的想法。
But because the truth of the gospel.
而是因为福音的真理。
So why he did it?
为什么他要这么做呢？
There are two major reasons.
有两个重要的原因。
One is in verse 11.
第一个原因在第十一节。
Verse 11 says, But when Cephas came to Antioch, I resisted him to the face because he stood condemned.
后来基法到了安提阿，我就当面抵挡他，因他有可责之处。
Noticed.
请注意一下。
Chinese translation.
在中文的翻译里面。
Is much mild.
是这个语气是比较缓和的。
In Greek,
在希腊文里，
says he was stood condemned.
他是
站在一个被咒诅的地位上。
他是站在一个被咒诅的地位上。
Why he confront Peter?
为什么他要跟彼得产生这样的冲突？
Because he knew.
因为他知道。
Peter was stood under condemned condition.
彼得所做的事情会招来咒诅。
And he loved Peter.
然而他爱彼得。
He don't want Peter to be condemned by God.
他不希望彼得受神的咒诅。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
When you have a fight with other brothers and sisters,
当你与另外的弟兄姐妹产生争执的时候，
Why you do that?
你为什么要这样做？
For your own benefit?
你是为了自己的好处呢？
Or for his benefit?
还是为着别人的好处？
He loved Peter.
保罗很爱彼得。
He don't want Peter to be condemned.
他非常不希望彼得的行为带来咒诅。
And I'm 100% sure.
我100%的确定。
But maybe when I go to heaven, Paul will tell me you're wrong.
也许当我到了天上，保罗会告诉我你错了。
I'm 100% sure that the way Paul talked to Peter will be very gentle.
我一定相信当保罗跟彼得说话的时候，他的态度是非常好的。
He probably said, my dear brother Peter.
他可能跟彼得说，我亲爱的弟兄彼得。
This is a big trouble.
这是一个很大的麻烦。
I'm pretty sure.
我基本上很确定。
He will not say,
他不会那样讲。
Hey you,
hey 你
，stupid fisherman，
你这个愚蠢的渔夫。
It's time to wake up，
你要醒醒了。
If you want to confront anybody at the face，
如果你希望和别人之间，你要当面指责别人的时候
，make sure you love that person。
你要确定你要先爱这个人。
Not because you don't like what that person did.
并不是因为你喜欢这个人做了什么。
And the second reason for Paul to did what he did,
保罗做这件事情的第二个原因是，
In verse 14,
在第十四节，
verse 14, he said that I saw they walking, not walking straight.
这里说我看见他们 行的不正。
According to the truth of the gospel.
与福音的真理不合。
Walk straight.
行的正。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
The truth.
真理。
You must walk straight with the truth.
你必须与真理一同行的正。
You cannot twist it.
你不可以曲解它。
You cannot try to fit your own desire.
你也不能把自己的想法私欲合到真理里面去。
Paul will not allow any deviation from the truth.
彼得绝对不会允许有人与真理走得不合。
You remember in chapter 1, verse 8 and 9?
你记不记得第一章里面的第八、第九节？
Paul actually announced a fearful anathema.
保罗在那里宣告了一个可咒诅，可怕的咒诅。
On those who destroy the truth.
咒诅那些曲解真理的人要是受咒诅的。
And in verse 5 of chapter 2,
在第二章的第五节里，
Paul has fight to preserve the truth.
保罗力争要维护真理。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Paul did that.
保罗确实做了这些。
Is for the truth's sake.
是为着真理的缘故。
Now you may ask,
现在你可能会问，
Why Peter withdraw from eating with Gentile is contradict to the truth of the gospel?
为什么彼得与彼得从外与一起外邦人的吃饭的桌子上走开，和福音的真理是不合的呢？
Paul explains itvery clearly and carefully in verse 15 and 16.
在第十五、第十六节里面，保罗非常仔细、非常严谨地解释了这一个原因。
I will try to make it very simple for you to understand.
我想可以把它稍微的简化一点，让大家可以更清楚地认识。
Basically, Paul reminds Peter.
基本上保罗在那里提醒彼得。
Any human being.
任何人
can have fellowship with God.
任何人可以与神有交通。
Is by grace alone.
那是因为靠着主的恩典。
By faith alone.
靠着信心。
And by the work of what God has accomplished on the Christ, in Christ on the cross alone.
是因为神在耶稣基督里在十字架上所成就的工作。
Have nothing to do with our human effort or contribution.
这和我们人的行为、人的贡献是没有关系的。
This is fundamental truth.
这是一个非常基要的真理。
And if that's the case,
如果那是真的话，
anybody,
任何人，
if we reject someone was accepted by God,
如果我们拒绝一个已经被神所接受的人。
You know what we're doing?
你知道我们在干什么吗？
We're mock God.
我们在嘲笑我们的神。
So how can you accept him?
我们的意思就是说，你为什么能接受他呢？
Do you understand?
你知道我的意思吗？
God accept him.
神已经接受这个人了。
We as children of God.
我们作为神的儿女。
We have to accept whoever God accepted.
我们应当接受每一个神所接受的人。
And Paul emphasized to Peter.
所以保罗在这里跟彼得强调这件事。
You, even though you and I both are Jew.
你知道你和我本来就是犹太人。
But we know we cannot, by doing any law,
我们并不能靠着我们行任何的律法
to have fellowship with God
来与神有交通。
We can only gain the right through faith.
我们只能从信心里面得到这一个权利。
So if we cannot do all the laws,
如果我们都不能做完成所有的律法。
In other words,
换句话说，
we're born as a Jew.
我们生来就是犹太人。
But we couldn't meet the requirement for the Jew.
但是我们并没有办法完全满足神对犹太人的要求。
So Peter is living like a Gentile.
所以彼得本来就生活的跟一个外邦人一样。
Then how could you require a Gentile to live like a Jew?
那你怎么可以要求一个外邦人跟犹太人生活的一样呢？
Most interesting.
更有意思的是
In verse 14,
在第十四节
Paul said to him,
保罗对他说
Though a Jew,
你既是犹太人
Live like a Gentile,
若随外邦人行事
And not like a Jew,
不随犹太人行事
How can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?
怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？
Why I say this is interesting?
为什么我们说这句话很有意思？
Not only this sentence in itself is very amusing,
不单单是这一句话本来就是很幽默的语气。
But the word compel.
而且这里面的词是平行的。
勉强。这个词。
哦、这个勉强这个词。
Is exactly the same word as verse 3, Paul do not compel Titus to be circumcised.
这个词是跟第二章第三节里面保罗没有勉强提多受割礼的那个勉强是同一个词。
If Peter agreed, don't compel Titus to be circumcised.
如果彼得已经同意了，也不要勉强提多受割礼。
How can he be a hypocrite now?
现在彼得为什么成为一个伪善的人？
To require the Gentile to be circumcised.
现在又要外邦人来受割礼呢？
Then he can have fellowship with them.
然后他才能跟那些人有交流呢。
Number three,
第三个理由。
What happened after Paul did this?
第三个部分，保罗如此做之后带来什么样的结果
？This is a big fight.
这是一个非常大的冲突。
Big confrontation.
这是非很大的矛盾。
I don't know about your experience.
我不知道你有经历过什么样的矛盾。
But whenever I have a fight with anybody,
当我跟任何人产生冲突的时候
with church coworker,
不管是跟教会的同工们
with my boss,
不管是跟我的老板
with people I work with,
跟我的同事们
with my wife,
跟我的妻子
you never have good result,
从来都没有什么好的结果
confrontation always create bitterness.
冲突总是带来苦毒。
However,
然而
Let me ask you,
让我来问你一件事情。
Did Peter and Paul from now on don't speak to one another?
这里彼得和保罗后来从自此开始就再也谁也不理谁了吗？
No,
不是这样的。
After Paul confront Peter,
当保罗反对彼得之后
They become even a better friend.
他们甚至成为了更好的朋友。
You remember what Peter said at 2 Peter chapter 3?
你记不记得在彼得后书第三章里面
Peter said highly about Paul.
彼得非常赞扬保罗。
Not only that.
不只是如此。
If you know your Bible,
如果你够熟悉你的圣经
In the book of Acts chapter 15,
在使徒行传第十五章
You know after this big fight,
你知道在这一个冲突的之后
The co-worker at Antioch church,
在安提阿教会的那些同工们
They sent Paul and Barnabas,
他们派了保罗和巴拿巴
To Jerusalem again,
他们把他们派到耶路撒冷去
I have a big conference.
他们又进行了一个非常大的会议。
That was recording Acts chapter 15.
那个会议就被记载在《使徒行传》第十五章。
And you know,
然后你知道
at that conference
在那一个会议里面
Peter
彼得
he is a strong supporter
他成为了一个非常重要的支持者
to Paul and Barnabas mission
对着保罗和巴拿巴的使命彼得成为了一个重要的支持者
So what's the result?
所以这个冲突带来什么结果呢
The result is Peter and Paul become a very good friend
结果是保罗和彼得成为了非常好的同工朋友
What's the result?
什么这个冲突带来什么结果呢
The result is the conference in chapter 15 once for all solved the big problem of Judaizers.
另外一个结果就是《使徒行传》15章所记载的会议，一次一了百了的解决了犹太教的问题。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是一件非常美丽的事情吗
？But how could this happen?
但这怎么可能发生呢
？Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，I want you to remember.
我希望你们可以记得。
Peter made a mistake.
彼得犯了一个错误。
But the sovereign God,
但是那位全能的神
who can use this mistake,
他使用了这个错误
to reconcile Peter and Paul,
让彼得和保罗和好
and move forward the church movement,
让教会继续的可以成长。
So when you read this paragraph,
当你读到这一段圣经的时候
you need to worship God.
你需要向神顶礼敬拜。
How great our God is!
我们的神多么的伟大。
Even human error,
即使是人的所犯的错误
can be used by Him,
他也可以使用
for His glory,
为着他的荣耀
for His purpose,
为着他的旨意。
What this paragraph have anything to do with you and me?
那这一段圣经跟你和我有什么关系呢？
Let me ask you five questions.
让我来问你五个问题。
And I want you to really honest to yourself.
我希望你可以对自己完全的诚实。
Number one.
第一个。
Do we practice what we believe, what we preserve, what even we teach?
我们是否活出我们所相信的，我们所坚持的和我们所教导的？
Do our life matches what we preach?
我们的生活是否与我们所教导的合一？
Many parents
很多的家长
tell their children
告诉他们的小孩
do this
做这个
don't do that
不要做那些
and guess what?
然后你看
the parents did exactly the opposite when they tell their children.
父母往往做的跟自己教导小孩所做的完全的相反。
Is that true?
是不是这样呢？那分点头。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Do we care more about how other people look at us than how God look at us?
我们是否在意别人如何看我们，还是我们在意神如何看我们？
Do we accept people according to their culture or language or social background?
我们接受一个人是因为他的文化，根据他的语言，根据他的社会的背景。
Do we care if someone deny the gospel truth?
还是我们真正的关心那些人是否否定福音的真理？
Today in almost every Chinese church,
现在这个年代，几乎在所有的中国教会里，
the teenagers,
在那些青春期的少年，
is a very common scenario,
就是一个非常常见的一个情形。
Those who were born in America,
那些在美国出生的
We call them ABC
我们叫他 ABC
They basically reject anybody else who is not ABC
他们基本上 杜绝任何其他的不是 ABC 的孩子。
Oh, they have strange accents.
他们讲话有一个很奇怪的口音。
Oh, they don't understand.
他们不理解我们。
With your English, how dare you want to be our inner circle?
就你这个英文的水平还想参与我们的这些这个圈子吗？
This is very common.
这是非常常见的现在。
And we're very proud of it.
然后我们甚至为了这些情况非常的自豪。
And you look at the overseas-born Chinese.
然后你再看一看那些留学过来的。
We call them OBC.
我们叫他们 OBC.
Most OBC.
绝大部分留学过来的孩子。
They have such a disappointment about themselves and the society.
他们对于他们所处的环境和对他们自己都很失望。
Because most of them, they are doing great in China.
基本上他们在中国的时候，他们可以做得很好。
And when they came here,
但是他们来到美国之后呢？
They've come from somebody to nobody.
他们原来是有点地位的，现在他们好像一文不名。
They tried to make friends with those ABC.
他们也许要跟在美国出生的孩子交朋友。
And they get rejected.
他们得到了拒绝。
They feel hurt.
他们就很受伤。
And you know what they did?
然后你看他们怎么办？
Some of them.
他们中间有一些人。
They worked very hard.
他们很努力的学习。
They studied hard.
他们很努力的工作。
Not only that.
不只是如此。
They study the Bible.
他们还读圣经。
They pray very hard.
他们祷告。
Now, when you talk to those good OBC kids,
但你跟那些还比较好的那些 OBC 的孩子，
when you talk with them about ABC,
当你跟他们讲论到 ABC 的时候，
you know what they say?
你知道他们说什么吗？
Oh, those naughty boys.
那些很淘气的孩子们。
Who they think they are?
你以为他们以为他们自己是谁啊？
They don't love the Lord.
他们一点都不爱主。
They just love the world.
他们只是爱世界。
Those are so selfish.
他们那些人都非常的自私。
I don't care about them.
我觉得我才不要理他们呢。
What's even most amazed to me?
那对我来说更稀奇的事情是什么呢？
It doesn't matter you are ABC or OBC.
不管你是 ABC 也好，是 OBC 也好。
If you have a Caucasian friend.
如果你有一个白人的朋友。
Oh my God.
我的天哪！
You think you're somebody.
你觉得你以为是自己是了不起的人了吗？
That's why so many young people.
这是为什么有很多的年轻人。
They hate God.
他们恨神。
Why I'm not a Caucasian?
为什么我不是一个白人？
They forgot.
他们忘记了。
God never made mistake.
神从来不犯错误。
They forgot they are created not as a Caucasian.
他们被造就不是成为一个白人。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
the worst part,
最糟糕的部分是，
they reject those Christians who are not like themselves.
他们拒绝了那些和他们不太一样的基督徒。
We are repeating exactly the same mistake Peter made.
我们现在一直在犯彼得当年所犯的那一个错误。
If we reject anybody,
如果我们拒绝任何人，
because of his culture,
乃是因为他的文化，
because of his skin color,
是因为他的肤色。
Because of his language,
是因为他的语言。
We reject them from the Lord's table.
我们是在拒绝他们。
The Lord's table.
我们拒绝他们，我们从主的饼杯里拒绝他们。
We reject them from our table.
我们也从我们自己的桌子上面拒绝他们。
We reject them from our heart.
我们从我们的心里拒绝他们。
We forgot.
我们忘记了。
Those are the people.
那些人。
Christ died.
神主基督死了。
For them.
基督是为他们死的。
And Christ loved them.
基督也爱他们。
How we need to remember.
我们何等需要记得。
In Acts chapter 10 verse 15.
在使徒行传第十章第十五节。
What God have cleansed.
神所洁净的。
We must not call common.
我们不能认为是俗的。
What God have accepted.
神所接受的。
We cannot reject.
我们不能拒绝。
May God have mercy on all of us.
愿神在我们身上，愿神赐我们怜悯。
Bring us to repentance.
让我们在他面前有悔改。
And change our attitude.
改变我们的态度。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Father, we just pray you have mercy upon us.
天父，我们实在求你怜悯我们。
Such that your glory can be manifest in our life.
让你的荣耀可以在我们生命当中显明出来。
Such our life can be pleasing to you.
让我们的生命也可以讨你的喜悦。
And be used by you to a blessing to others.
让你使用可以成为别人的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.